A salvage company is trying to recover $40 million worth of upscale cars from 130 feet of ocean water. It's the cargo of a Norwegian ship that sank last year off the Belgian coast. Gregory Crouch reports on the effort to recover the cargo of the ship Tricolor.
Smith Salvage in Rotterdam has been flooded with calls ever since the Tricolor sank.
Met Smith, goedemiddag.
3,000 luxury cars at the bottom of the English Channel sound like buried treasure to some used car salesmen. Hans van Roy is Smith's managing director.
Over the last half year, we have had so many calls from car dealers, second-hand car dealers. Everybody is seeing some money in those parts of those brand new cars.
Smith turns down every request. 8 months' worth of salt water can't possibly be good for engines and electronics, not to mention that new car smell, says Roy.
Gone. It's long gone.
The Tricolor collided with a container ship last December, some 20 miles west of the Belgian port city of Zeebrugge. 20,000 tons, it sank quickly. Miraculously, the crew survived. Ivnar Brudnitsen is a Norwegian claims manager.
It's actually amazing that they got off the vessel because it happened very quickly, and they were swimming around in the water at night time. This happened about 20 minutes past 1 o'clock at night, I think, on the 14th of December, cold and dark.
This salvage is one of Smith's most difficult and complex operations ever. Smith is the same company that raised 2 years ago the sunken Russian submarine Korsk, with 118 dead, two nuclear reactors, and 22 cruise missiles on board. The ship lies 13 stories below the English Channel, twice as heavy as the Korsk, the size of a 10-floor apartment building on its side. Divers contend with strong currents and heavy traffic.
Okay, hier heb je die schaafzekeris. Zeg jij maar wat ik moet doen.
It's an enormous, busy place. Lots of vessels are passing day and night, and small vessels, big vessels, and we are in the middle of it.
Smith realized early on that it could not raise the Tricolor in one piece. The hull was too thin, the ship too damaged, so it came up with a plan to divide it into 9 sections using a special cable saw connected to 2 platforms on either side of the ship. The first section, containing the propeller, was sawed off and hoisted above water last Sunday. The result was something of a public relations debacle for the car companies. Photographers managed to snap pictures of the luxury cars, squashed and stained with salt water. Hans van Roy is visibly frustrated.
We can't put curtains up and stop people from making photographs.
Making matters worse, the car companies are adamant that Smith find every stray nut and bolt. If a part makes it from sea floor to store shelf and then malfunctions, the car manufacturer could be held liable. Dan Johnston is with Volvo.
We just don't want the risk that a component like that might pose to us.
That's why BMW, Volvo, and Saab decided against a burial at sea. Their cars are bound for a shredder instead. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in Rotterdam.